So we bring together number 290. Why those fears? Behold, as Jesus holds the helm and guides the ship. Spread the sails and catch the breezes sent to waft us through thee. To the region where the mourners cease to weep.
Thank you. of Elijah, I'd like to read first, connecting it with the New Testament, a few verses in Colossians, the Epistle of Colossians. As it appears in other translations. The third chapter of Colossians, since ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. I'd like to read a passage, turning back to Philippians. Philippians, the last chapter. It can be nice for to keep these passages in mind as we read later in the ministry of Elijah. The fourth verse of the fourth chapter of Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received, and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now turning to the fourth chapter of 2 Kings, we'll try to connect these passages. We'll start with the 8th verse of the 4th chapter of 2 Kings. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall. And let us set for him there a bed and a table, and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, Call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king, or to the captain of the host? She answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? Gehazi answered, Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old.